الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال تعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This talk in the honor and the respect and love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is really a very difficult task. It is a blind who is to now go and show people the way. A dumb person has to go and now speak and tell people. As far as the great honor, respect of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are all totally blind, we are dumb. Where can we express the great, magnanimous, honorable position when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself praises and lauds such great praises on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we as insignificant little human beings, with our little small minds, where can we ever reach there? However, this is such a noble path, like that old lady who wanted to buy Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam when he was being auctioned. Great kings, wealthy people were going to buy Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. This old poor lady also was in the line. Somebody asked her, where are you going to be able to buy Yusuf alayhi salam when the auctioning, the bidding will take place? Where do you stand a chance? She says, I know I stand no chance whatsoever, but at least my name will come in the list of the bidders, that those who are bidding. So where can we ever fulfill the rights, even think of the great honorable position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But at least if Allah just out of His mercy and kindness puts our name in that list, that these people tried also, though they were not capable in any way. And we beg of Allah that whatever be'adabi, disrespect, gustakhi, insolence, anything from our side, especially with regard to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah ta'ala forgive us totally. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidu Wuldi Adam. He is the master of all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is the master of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam himself also. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into this world, And he cried to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the error that he had made. And then for 40 years, it is narrated in Tafsir Muhaini, that for 40 years he cried to Allah Ta'ala. And then after 40 years, he, with the wasila, with the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he asked for forgiveness, that, O Allah, forgive me by the name of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Immediately Allah Ta'ala forgave him. What was not achieved for 40 years was now achieved immediately. And then Allah added and said, I have forgiven you, but how do you know about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Adam Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said, when I was in Jannat, I saw on the arsh, on your great throne, inscribed La ilaha illallah, and the last word of this is Allah, and together with that Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The first word and the second part of the kalima is Muhammad. In other words, Allah and Muhammad stands together. And I understood that whose name you have put next to your name, there is nobody more greater than that person. Ba'adas Khuda Buzurg Tuhi Kisra Mukhtasar. The whole summary and the short, long and short of everything, after Allah, there is no one else who is more greater than you, O Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah said, very true. And it is, he is going to be in your progeny. He is coming as a child of yours later on. But it did not mean for him, Lawla Muhammadun ma khalaqtul khalq, or kama qal, that had it not been for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I should not have created the creation. Agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. Had it not been for Muhammad, there should have been nothing sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we cannot imagine the greatness and the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his greatness and honor is in so many respects, which man normally understands. We abstract things are difficult for us to understand, and there are so many things which are more than abstract also. Where can we comprehend and understand those things? But however, we understand by physical things more easily. So we will start with that point. The outward physical appearance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so great that he cannot be matched by anyone whatsoever. Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great sahabis, and the poet of one of the many poets of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says so beautifully, and he depicts, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطْتُ عَيْنِي. My eye has not seen anyone as handsome as you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yeah, his word was عَيْنِي, my eye. Some people have changed this poem a little bit and made it عَيْنًا, that no eye has ever seen anyone as beautiful as you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطْتُ عَيْنًا. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. No woman has ever given birth to anyone as handsome as you. خُلِقَتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. Allah created few of every fault, every defect. If we look in the mirror, or we see something that I could have a lighter complexion, my nose could be a little bigger, smaller, my ears, my lips, etc., my eyes, the color of the eyes. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had made such that he was 100% perfect. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءَ. As though how you yourself wanted to be, Allah made you like that. You were made according to your own specifications. We look at our children, we wish this one was a little bit shorter, a little bit taller, a little chubby, a little bit thin. That there are little bit things that we wish that they were even more as they are, the color of the eyes, the color of the hair. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was as though how he would like to have been, Allah made him like that. And then a question arises here, that the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is proverbial. The whole world speaks of the beauty and handsomeness of Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam. That the woman of Egypt, instead of cutting the apples they were cutting, they, when they saw Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam, they cut their fingers. So handsome was Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam. A question arises that the beauty of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is not proverbial. Why is this? It appears that Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam's handsomeness was even more greater than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, this answer is given by none less than Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, had the woman of Egypt who could comprehend beauty and handsomeness. Everyone hasn't got the capability also. I will just digress here. In every matter, in order to measure somebody, you must be yourself be able to measure. You cannot be a judge when you do not know what to look for in your judgment. Everyone can't go and sit at the bench and be a judge. In the same way, in all other things also. So those women had that capability to recognize beauty. So she said, had they seen Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, they should not have cut their fingers, they should have cut their hearts. Such was the handsomeness of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And this that everyone cannot see, that just like a person has a beautiful wife, and he is possessed of also, he loves her very greatly also, he will really want her to be in parda, so that nobody else must see her. He must be able to see her. So he wants her exclusive for himself. Like that, the beauty of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah had put a spiritual veil, and that everyone could not see that handsomeness. However, like your wife, her brother can see her, her children, her sons can see her, her father can see her. Like that Allah showed the beauty of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to certain people. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha herself explains the beauty of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his great magnificence and his great beauty. She says that, lil afaqi shamsun, the skies have got a sun, waliya shamsun, and I also have a sun, S-U-N, I also have a sun. Wa shamsi afdalu min shamsi sama, and my sun is more superior than the sun of the skies. By the sun of the skies, the whole world gets light, the whole world gets energy, the whole world gets life. When the sun rises, the world comes back to life again. But she says that my sun is even more superior than that sun. That when the sun of the sky sets, then my sun rises. When the sun of the sky disappears in the evening, it sets now, it disappears. My sun rises in the evening, and my sun appears in the evening. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the best amongst you is he who is the best to his woman, and I am the best to my wives. So what a husband who had risen now and come to, now the evening has come in. Just as one time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahimahullah, said that when a person has completed his Isha namaz, then now he is Sultanul Layl, he is the king of the night now. Now he is freed of all his responsibilities and his duties. So imagine the night when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is alone with her husband, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's duties have been fulfilled, Isha is completed, the night is ours now. And the best husband of the world, and the most handsome, Allahu Akbar. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that he who treats his wives the best is the best of all. So what a husband Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What handsomeness and beauty. Like that, Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that beauty, what beautiful ash'ar. In some other beautiful poems he declares, that ma madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, I have not praised Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by my prose and my words and my poetry. I have not praised him. ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمد. But my prose and my poetry has gained praise by the blessings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, when my subject is Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, everyone is praising me. They're not praising my poetry, they're not praising my prose, they're not praising me. They are praising Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the embellishment, the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that is added to any and everything. Just like, for example, your cup of tea, you got zafran in there also. And you have got elaichi also in there. Masala tea you have made, but you didn't put sugar. The tea, the person does it, just one little step, just a touch to the tongue, and he puts it down again. But just add the sugar. So when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his teachings, his praises, the salawat and durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes that thing so sweet, makes it so enjoyable. So this is the great beauty and the great blessings and the great effulgence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allahu Akbar, for us to say, he is my Nabi, he is our Nabi, he is my Nabi. We are so fortunate. Let the people who want to make cartoons and that, what do they know who is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He is my Nabi. And really, when these people make all these cartoons and things, and anything that they say negative, we must increase our durood. We must feel more honored that he is my Nabi. Just like when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the conquest of Makkah, distributed all the mal, ghanimat, etc., whatever he was giving out on one occasion, and then the Ansar of Medina felt a little bit left out, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam summoned them and gave a bayan to them, and he said, these people, I'm giving them dunya, and they are happy with getting dunya. Aren't you happy? When you'll be going to Medina, you will be taking the Nabi of Allah with you also. So what a great thing that our Nabi, he is my Nabi, he is our Nabi. If we can build that relationship with our Nabi, and that is by reading Durood Sharif, Salawat, and with passion, and with love, and with enjoyment we read Durood, and we follow his sunnats, that love will come. And then a person will feel honored to be a follower, to be an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah has blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with all these great, great qualities. And these were, that was the outward beauty. And it was such also that unfortunately everyone could not comprehend. Abu Jahl could not see this beauty. Bilal came from Abyssinia. He saw this great shining sun and beauty. Suhaib came from Rome, from the west, from the Roman Empire. He could see this. Salman came from the east, from Persia. They could see this great light and this great effulgence and this great beauty. We also must question ourselves, are we seeing the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? Or are we seeing the beauty of brand names? Are we seeing the beauty of fashions? Are we seeing the filth and dirt? And in where we see beauty, it is in the eyes of the beholder, whether he can see this beauty. Just to explain this, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, once he was in the Haram of Makkah, and an old Haji Sahib came to him and told him that these Indonesian girls that come for Hajj, usually they come in their young ages, and they dress with their white muknas, their namaz ornis, and they are light in complexion. He said, how beautiful, what nur on their faces. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, Haji Sahib, Toba, Toba. You couldn't see nur on Kaaba Sharif. You couldn't see nur on so many great pious people who are in the Haram Sharif. The only place you could see nur was on the faces of these Indonesian girls. So it is in the eyes of the beholder that a person can see. A person who sees the beauty of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will not be so keen to have the handbags dangling on their sides. Sunglasses not on the eyes, but above the eyes on the head. And with the cell phone stuck to the ear, and the car keys dangling in their hands, and dressing also with all that, with a jacket and trouser, all the fashion and all the brand names, etc. they will actually see the ugliness in those things, and they will see the beauty in the simplicity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever has got its own natural beauty, it doesn't need other adornment, it doesn't need other embellishment. So we don't have to add to our cloaks all the bead work, and we don't have to add to our cloaks all the lace work, and we don't have to let our hands stick out from our cloaks and try and show our hands. The natural beauty of sunnah is more than sufficient for us, whether it is for the ladies, whether it is for the men. The sunnah dressing, the sunnah kurta of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is nothing to match it. Just to explain that, the engineer of the haram of Makkah Sharif till now, who is there, the engineer, he is a Pakistani. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahmatullah alayh met with him and sat with him in the haram of Makkah and told him that it has been at that, this is perhaps about 20 years ago. He said, it's already 40 years that you are here in the haram of Makkah Sharif and you haven't changed your dressing, wearing this long salafi kurtas, etc. So he said, he told Maulana, show me something more beautiful than sunnat. Maulana asked him to stand up. He stood up, Maulana embraced him and gave him du'as for a long, long time and told him, on what you are, remain firm on what you are. In other words, the beauty of sunnat, there is nothing that can excel the beauty of sunnat. So these are all the outward beauties of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Then if a person looks a little bit further, puts a little bit pressure on his mind and goes to some little things which are not really abstract completely, but they are abstract, they are not so physical, they are not so apparent, they are a bit hidden, they are latent. And that was the akhlaq of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Look at the character of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should read the kitabs of what beautiful character he had, how on various occasions, so many occasions, the display of such character which the world cannot match. And in fact, what more can explain this than the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And my little humble translation of this ayat is, we have given you the sole agency of akhlaq. We have given you the franchise of akhlaq. If anyone in the world wants akhlaq, wants to know what is akhlaq, don't go to any encyclopedia, don't go to any dictionary, go and see the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what akhlaq was. How kind Hadrat Anas, the mother of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time a small little boy, she came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she told Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, I'm presenting my son Anas in your service, in your khidmat, and this is my gift to you. I was so happy, I've got no words to explain my happiness when recently one lady told me she's giving her son also in my khidmat. That whenever you travel now, you are old, you cannot manage so easily, my son will be with you in all your travels. So I remembered immediately, this was the sunnat of the mother of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where she also gave her son in the khidmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyway, a young boy, for 10 years he served Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him to do some work, and then he did not do it, a young boy, he forgot, he slept up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam met him, asked him, have you done that work? He said, oh, I forgot. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no problem, I will go and do it myself. He said, no, and he ran off sprinting and he went and he did the work immediately. So like no reprimand also of any sort. What character of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And then the character, we can carry on speaking of what occasions that of the character of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Let me just mention one or two, though we don't have so much time. Once before the time, when Nubuwwat was just in its initial stages still, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not yet known to the people, an old lady is carrying a bundle of wood on her head, taking it to her house. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam immediately offered his services. I will carry this bundle. Old lady, auntie, it's difficult for you. She was just too happy in the sweltering sun of Makkah Sharif for somebody to carry your burden. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam takes it, carries it for her. And on the way speaking, and this is also where we have to learn how to give the da'wat of Islam. Don't speak like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says first, Wateen was Zaytoon. Wateen, the olive, the figs and the olives. The, in other words, material things, physical things. And after that, Waturi Sinin, Wahadal Baladil Amin. Then the spiritual things, the abstract things, the Turi Sinai, where Torah was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Haram of Makkah, where Allah's rahmat comes down all the time. So to get through to people, first speak to them of physical, material things. And the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he gave da'wah to Islam, he arranged meals for the people of Makkah. And he invited them to meals. So you get through to many people through the stomach. That is how you get through to them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was speaking of general things, akhlaq, etc., good characteristics, etc. For example, for a non-Muslim, you tell them, be good to your wife, tell the husband. Tell the wife to be faithful to your husband. Serve your aged parents. Look after your young children. Give them good education. Give them good upbringing. All these things which are equal in all of humanity, in all religions, all these good akhlaqi points, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is explaining to her. They come to a fork in the road, and she says, we won't go on this side, because though that was the shorter cut, she says that, Na'uzubillah, Muhammad Sahabi, Muhammad, the one who has given up the religion of his forefathers, then he's an apostate. He has become, Na'uzubillah, Murtad. He stays here, and he's got such effect on people who just pass his house also, they start following his religion. So we'll take the long cut. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not become upset, did not fight with her, but he said, by all means, auntie, we'll take this road. When they reached there, she says, but who are you? I didn't know a man with such characteristics, with such morals, with such sublime character in Makkah Sharif. I never knew. She said, I'm the same person who you refer to as Muhammad Sahabi. So she said that, please, even before you put that wood down, cleanse my heart of the dirt of kufr and shirk. And so this was akhlaq. Then there are many, many more occasions also when more than akhlaq was the muashara of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Not only good character did he have, but at the same time, how he lived in society, how he lived with his wife, how many a wife say things today, cries to herself, had I not got married, it should have been better for me. Whereas if we had the akhlaq of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the wife who should have sacrificed her life, what a good thing I married a husband like you. If we had 1%, not 1% is great, it's too much. If we had 0.000, 100 zeros and then 1, if we had that akhlaq of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, our muashara should have been so beautiful. How many a husband feels that had I not married this woman, I should have been better off. Or if I shouldn't have got married, if the woman had the akhlaq of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and his beautiful teachings, and Allah reward the ulama from our time, right up to the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who have preserved those beautiful teachings, and have not only preserved them, but have been teaching them, propagating them, making tabligh of them, conveying them to the masses all the time. And how scant we pay attention to this. They go out of the way. We don't even acknowledge their services. And what great services they are doing. What kitabs have been written. What beautiful poetry has been written. How the bayans have been made. All this. But how much do we relate to it? How much do we acknowledge it? How much do we bring it in our lives? So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he was the best husband. He was the best father. Hey, if we could be fathers like that, if we had one iota, one speck of that fatherhoodliness of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, our children should have been so proud about us. And what children should have been made, how they, what their akhlaq, what their character would have been. But unfortunately, we want to read Harry Potter, we want to read Shakespeare, we want to know about, we Google all the time, Googling this and Googling that, doctors of Google, and we want to all that, and we got no time to read a kitab on Sirat. And just reading a kitab on Sirat is far still from the mark. We have to work much more further to bring it into our lives. But we haven't got time for Sirat, not 1 minute in our days. Not 1 minute do we read one durood sharif on Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, by the barakat of which all this great effulgence and this nur and this barakat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will pour into our hearts and into our lives and into our homes. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was a perfect model in society also. His muashara with everyone, with his neighbors, his teachings are such neighbor, there are such teachings for with regard to neighbors, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Jibreel said, Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam made wasiyat, advised me, told me so much of the rights of the neighbor that I thought he's going to be part of the inheritance also. He will be also, the neighbor's rights are so great, like our children inherit, our family members inherit, the wife, etc. I thought the neighbor also is going to get a part in inheritance. In other words, what a great position of the neighbor. But ask ourselves, do we even know our neighbor? Do we share even one greeting? Even if it's a non-Muslim, do we share a greeting with our neighbor? Do we share a salam with the neighbor? No connection. This also, if we can understand a little deeper, we seem to be just too happy with the Western way of life, capitalist way of life. Our homes are built with big, big walls around us, that we have no connection with our neighbors. Whereas in a true Islamic society, there is free access, very easy access for neighbors with one another, and they are in and out by one another. But today, unfortunately, we don't even know who our neighbors are. We have no interaction. Think at this moment, when last did I even just see my neighbor? Forget, greet my neighbor. It is a Muslim with salam. If a non-Muslim, in a suitable way, that we discuss something. We have today just little things like neighborhood watch. What neighborhood watch? Neighborhood watch was that every neighbor knew his neighbor well, and that we were watching the neighborhood for any alien, any foreign, any undesirable characters, etc. Everyone was part of the neighborhood watch. But we are too busy making money, and we are too busy spending money, and we are increasing our expenses, so we have to have a neighborhood watch, and then we haven't got time to do these things ourselves, and then we have to earn more in order to meet those greater expenses. Anyway, so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his outward beauty was such that nobody can deny. And from there we can understand what his inward beauty must be, his akhlaq. And then from his akhlaq, his muashara, how he loved with everyone. And from there further, the muamalat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the business dealings with people. In the days before accepting Islam, a person made had a meeting with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with regard to some business deal. And then told Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, just wait, I'll come back and I will confirm the deal or reject the deal, whatever it might be. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam waited on that point for 3 days and 3 nights. When that person happened to pass, he completely forgot about that. He said, you're still waiting? He said, I'm still waiting. You told me I was waiting for you. I wait for you. Today our deals, even written deals, with witnesses and signed by the lawyers, how much we fight about that with one another. Court cases continuously, and these are all good, outwardly good Muslims. That they are, how lot of court cases, how lot of parishani, and how lot of anxiety with regard, and then the slandering that comes, the rumors that are spread, etc., with regard to this. yeah, just the word of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and he did not falter in the least bit with regard to that. So this is how the financial matters of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. To get an idea, one of the sons of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, a ardent murid and lover of his, comes after some time to spend time in the Khanqa in Thana Bhavan. From the bus station or from the station, train station, wherever it what might be, where he had made a porter, and the porter was carrying his goods, carrying it on his head, carrying it around his on his shoulders. Other bags are hanging, and they came here to the Khanqa. And when they came there, this ardent murid, great lover, and we have to learn how to make muhabbat and how to make love. He rushed to embrace Maulana, that, oh my beloved Maulana, my Shaykh, after how long? Hazrat immediately stopped him and told him, let the porter put down his goods first. Pay him first. You haven't paid him for standing here with your goods on his head. You have paid him to transport the goods from the bus stand, from the railway station, here to this place. Now it will be extra that you will be taking work for him for which you are not paying him and which is not correct. So this is what is that muhabbat, mu'amalat, the correction of mu'amalat. A person comes to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali with so much of love that he brings his little son also with. And then Maulana, this is now what is a share. Maulana asked him, did you pay the train fare of your little child? And in a little cunning, slying way, he says, Maulana, he's so small, he will pass as underage. Maulana took away his khilafah that he had to pay and you didn't pay. Mu'amalat must be correct in this way. Today, how much of our financial dealings we do down one another, though alhamdulillah, perhaps still the only people that are acknowledged, that are recognized, who will correct a financial matter even with non-Muslims. They are generally, it is the Muslim person who will recognize, who will be acknowledged even by non-Muslim. But we are still very, very far. All today, the negativity which is given to Muslims and the world, the rumors and the false that is being spread in the world that Muslims are violent people. Muslims only knew or know how to plunder, kill and maim. Na'udzubillah, had we been living Islam, they should not have been able to be successful in the least. But if we live Islam, but we are living their lifestyle, and their lifestyle is vulgarity, their lifestyle is murders, is killing. Look at any film. There may be sexual vulgarity in that film, or there is all killings and murders. You just hear shootings all the time. And we, like stupid fools, we also follow and watch that, and we take enjoyment from there. But we haven't got time to see the seerah and the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Anyway, so this was the wonderful mu'amalat, the financial dealings, and that is also part of Islam, which was taught by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And then more than that are the beautiful aqaid, and are the beautiful ibadat of Islam. The ibadat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba say that his namaz was haseen, his namaz was beautiful. The person has to have eyes to see the beauty. Otherwise, somebody who reads a namaz like that, he will say that you're wasting time, na'uzubillah. Just do your duty. Like many people, making namaz with Bermudas, for example, with t-shirts, for example. Women also, how they dress, their hairstyles, etc. And you tell them that, how can you make namaz? Isn't my namaz made? It's not a matter of just being made. If you can eat, you can eat grass also and you can fill your stomach. Isn't your lunch done with grass? There you don't say anything like that. If your husband wants to marry another wife, isn't it legal? But there you won't accept. Yes, it's not only what's wrong with it. No, it's 100% correct. It's a sunnah, but you'll have grave objections to it. But when it comes to namaz, when it comes to our deen matters, isn't my namaz made? Isn't my zakat given? Am I not dressing correctly? We are dressing so inappropriately. Isn't my body covered? Body covered. The hadith comes, kasiyat, ariyat. The time will come when women will be clothed, but they will be naked. That is the tight fitting, in fact the clothes that we wear. That every part of the body, top and bottom, front and back, it shows out from there. That is not called covering of the clothes. The clothes of the body must be covered. The color of the skin must be covered. The orni, there must not be see-through, that you can see the color. But we want to show the hair which is dyed, golden brown, and with streaks of yellow in it, and all that has to be seen. The mehndi on the hands must be shown. People must be able to see all this. It's not done to be hidden. It's not done for the husband. It's done to show the people of the world. So these things should not be there. So the namaz of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was haseen. It was beautiful. The rozas of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his tahajjud, Allahu Akbar, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, all the ibadat. If a person sees this, you can see clearly this man is connected to somebody that we cannot see. He is connected to Allah. The tears that flow in the du'as, the tears that flow in sajda, you can see this man has got great connection with Allah Ta'ala. And in character, his mildness, his kindness, his compassion, all these great, great qualities. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, if one quality, as Maulana Qasim Nanotri Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully, Sari dunya ki kamalat ek tujhme hai. All the perfections of the people of the world, whoever has got whatever perfection, whatever little, all of them together are in you alone, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Aur tere kamalat kisi ne nahi magar do chaar. But your perfections are in nobody. Somebody has got one perfection, and he's called a great buzurg, he's called a great orator, he's called a great abid, he's called a great person with wonderful akhlaq. One, two things of yours, one, two people have got, and then they get so much praise. And the world's perfection is all in you alone, O my Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So the ibadat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, then much more greater than all these things put together, the aqaid, that the beliefs, that the people who are harjai, who worship any and everything, who worship stones, who worshipped wood, who worshipped a tree, who worshipped a mountain, who worshipped anything, people who worship their ancestors, ideas the people had, and to bring that into Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the reality. It's not an ideology, it's not a philosophy, it is the reality. One Allah who has created the heavens and the earth, one Allah who has created all human beings, whether he's an American, whether he's a European, whether he's an African, whether he's an Indian, whether he's a Chinese, all one Allah, everyone same model, two eyes, two lips, one nose, two ears, the same, two hands, two legs, same model in the whole world, and no two people are alike. In our finger thumb, the prints of the finger thumb prints are still recognized by intelligence in the whole world. And today, now they have come to that stage where you can recognize and identify a person from his eyes. They take all the eyes and they check on that, on the style of walking, on the talking of a person. No two people's talking is the same. No two people. We see twins and we get really baffled and mixed up. But in reality, they are also different from one another. Who is great, great being? Who has created at the moment about 7 billion people? Each one different from one another. And from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till today, no two people are the same and alike. Who is that one Allah who has created everyone? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took us away from all idols, took us away from all false ideologies and philosophies, and made us put our head in sajda to the one, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. What a great effort of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. What a great magnanimous Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Allah has blessed us with. And then not only that, the aqaid also means so much of time. Already the time is finished. To explain each of these subjects needs so much more time. But then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not sit with this treasure in the cave of Hira all along. He did not sit with it alone in the house of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, but he made such an effort. The Nabi that was given the least time, 23 years of Nabuwat. The Nabi that was given the least time, and he was given the whole world to make effort for on. And he was given rahmatul lil alameen. And his Nabuwat was till the day of Qiyamah. Already 1400 years, more than 1400 years have passed already. Allah alone knows how long. And the teachings of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam preserved 100% correct in their form from his time till today. And for that, the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we can give our lives, the lives of our parents, our wives and husbands and children, for the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we have preserved the true teaching that whoever came, whether it was the people who went into extremes in bid'at and innovations, or the people who went into the other extremes of Salafism and denied even basic concepts of deen, whether it was people who went on the one extent in the love of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they went in wrong beliefs, the others who went so much against Hazrat Ali, the various groups that we have in the Shias, etc., all these people, whatever they can be, Allah preserve the deen and the Quran. May our lives be sacrificed for the all the hips, madrasas, hips classes which are taking place in the world. The ustads who are teaching, the children who are learning, they are all the tools in the hands of Allah, whom Allah is using to preserve this Quran Sharif. And today that we have the pure Quran that was revealed by Allah through Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and has come to us today, it is all that we don't acknowledge. We've got too much time for our kitchens, we got too much time for our gardens, we got too much time for the toiletry in our bathrooms, to pack all those little bottles on the shelves in the bathroom. For that we have got time, but we haven't got time to even just acknowledge these great people, what a great service of deen they have done to us, a service of humanity they have done, a service for our dunya and our akhirat. May Allah open our blind eyes and let us realize what a great deen and what a great Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Allah has blessed us with. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made such an effort that a poet says, jo murda the, wo auron ke masiha ban gaye. Those people who were dead, the Arabs before the advent of Islam, what were their beliefs, what were their actions, what were their lives, burying their daughters alive, inheriting the mother as inheritance when the father dies, and all other, what types of evil, eating dirt and filth, poor people, wretched people they were, but by Nabi Ali Salatu Islam, kya nazar thi, jisne murda ko masiha kar diya. People who were dead, they became such the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who have given life to mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Today we are all raheen e minnat of the sacrifices of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, by the great sacrifices and all the ulama and awliya that have come from after them, that today we have got this beautiful deen, that we are Muslims, we have got Muslim names till today, where our names are still Fatima and Amina, Khadija and Aisha. What a great honor that we have got our masajid, that we have got our Islamic identity. All this is the sacrifices which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, no greater muballigh in the world than Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and all in a short span of 23 years, of which really 10 years were the main years. The 13 years of Makkah Sharif were also very uphill, very difficult. It was a challenge of survival in Makkah Sharif. And in Makkah Medina also, the enemies increased from all sides also. What were battles in order to survive? But with all that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught the deen in such a way that on the last, at the end, in Arafat, he asked the Sahaba, have I fulfilled my mission? Hal ballaghtu ar-risala? And all with one voice say, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ فَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ عَنَّا خَيْرًا. If we can say it with these aspirations, when we read Salatu Salam at Rawdah Mubarak, with all these realities in our mind, then see the value and see the connection with Nabi Ali salatu wassalam. Then it won't be empty words, empty capsules that we are drinking. We are drinking water from an empty glass and we are happy and drinking water. There's no water. What are you drinking? You don't know what is water. Then get a glass with water in it. Get a glass with zamzam in it. Then you'll know what you have drunk. Then you will know what is water. So there's realities that we have to make effort for. And then we read salatu salam, etc. So the tabligh of Nabi Ali salatu salam. One poet says, jo khud raah pe thi nahi the, auron ke haadi ban gaye. Those who were not on the path themselves became the guides of other people. Like a blind person tells another blind person, I will take you across this very busy N1 at its peak hours, I will take you across. How can a blind person take another blind person? But that blind person, just let him follow in the footsteps of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and he'll become such a seeing person. He won't take another blind person, he will take a whole community, he will take a whole nation across that road safely. All the turbulences of the world and all the ups and downs of our homely life and our business lives, the roller coaster life that we are having, just follow Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you will move smoothly through the passage of life and you will guide thousands and millions. For us it is one thing that we love our Nabi, we say, follow in his way. Al-Muhib limay yuhib muti'un. A lover follows in the way of his beloved. Otherwise we are belying ourselves. We are insincere. We are false. And a false and a lying. How many wives is the lying of my husband I just can't tolerate. And we are lying to ourselves. Then how can we lead the nation? Bring this to the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and see what has the West given us. They have given us what? AIDS. HIV, what their dance clubs, broken homes, what their music and singing, what have they brought? Delinquent children, broken up homes, etc. All parishani, all worries. Life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will bring peace of mind, contentment of heart, the pleasure of Allah. Allah's rahmat pouring down upon us, pouring down in our homes. And Allah Ta'ala's barakat coming in everything, barakat, in our time, barakat, in our money, barakat, in our health, barakat, in every our children, barakat. That is when we will follow in the teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us all to righteousness and righteousness and the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزى الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله جزى الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله جزى الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم أو الله let us acknowledge we are blind, we are deaf, we are stupid, following the ways of the West, following the ways of all which are alien to Islam and the Sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. O Allah, bless us to acknowledge and then let us go for treatment, O Allah. Let us open our blind eyes, O Allah. Let us open our deaf ears, remove the filthy wax that has been filled in our deaf ears, O Allah. Open our hearts which are, as the Kufar of Makkah used to say, Akinna, they are, our hearts are covered. We can't hear what you say. We don't want to hear what you say. Let us not be like that. How much are we applying ourselves? Oh Allah, let us come regularly to these Malfuzat programs, the Ta'aleem programs of Tabligh, all the educational proper which are conducted by ulama, the righteous ulama. Let us be always ready. Let us have Ta'aleem in our homes. Oh Allah, bless us with Ta'aleem. Such an important integral part, more important than the stove in the house, and more important than the fridge and the freezer, more important than our beds, is our Ta'aleem in our house. Let us furnish our house with Ta'aleem, with tilawat of Quran Sharif, with zikrullah, with dua, with akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that every Muslim home can become a garden of Jannat, that people just driving past can get the fragrance, and everyone will want to know, what is this? How are these people living so peacefully? Not that they are attracted by our gardens. Today, in the following, in the India's way, we also have to make our gardens beautiful. We also have to make our houses beautiful. Oh Allah, let us sunnat come. Let deen come in our lives. Let that beauty, today we can't see that. We can see the beauty of gardens, the beauty of furniture, the beauty of the style of our house, etc. Those are the things we are impressed with, and we want to impress other people with that. Let us realize, open our blind eyes, remove the stupidity and idiocy of ours, that we are falling in the stupid, darkened ways of the non-believers. Open our eyes, guide us towards righteousness. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.